Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I heard before Arch Manning played his first game against Ohio State, well, maybe Jerry Jones looking to package those picks up and then trade up to get Arch Manning.
They got too much money invested in Dak Prescott.
No, I understand. It was just more of a transition to what that was. I mean, I hadn't seen a guy in college football get killed on the internet that bad. I can't even tell you how, and I understand why. It was all the hype and everything else, and it wasn't just the fact that they couldn't score any points and his numbers looked bad. He just looked bad, like, mechanically.
He was nervous.
I mean, it was just really...
He's a human being. He was nervous. I wouldn't be surprised if Texas is in the national championship game 4 months from now.
Really? You're still all in, huh?
100%. The pass protection was tremendous, by the way, except for the last play of the game where the right tackle made a mistake. But, yeah, he was nervous. You know, you're starting... First of all... Like, Maryland started against FAU. Who did Rutgers play? Ohio or something? Not Ohio State, but Ohio?
Well, Bobcats, you know, so, Ohio University.
Right. So, but the point being is that this was a big game on a big stage early in the season, and we usually don't see this. We see about a handful of these games, and of course, it's all built around Arch Manning and the last name. I think the kid's a great kid. I think he loves it. I think he's probably embarrassed and sick to his stomach thinking about the way that he played and the way that he looked. And I think that he'll get better as the season goes on. I'm not at all worried about it. I mean, people overreacting to everything these days, and that's one of the things that I think people should just relax and let's see where they are 4 months from now. And I think they have a really good team, and I think that he missed some open guys, and he'll play better, and he'll learn from this experience like most of the young quarterbacks.
Hey, you're talking about teams opening with cupcakes. How about Florida playing LIU?
Yeah, I know. I put that out on X. I'm like, I know it's a money game for LIU, and you know, people are like, well,
55-0.
It's a great.
Could have been
70-0. It's a great experience. I'm like, what I worry about is if guys get hurt.
Yeah,
that's what I worry about. And maybe it was a great experience. It's a big number for them. But again, like, why wouldn't Texas play LIU and let him go out there and throw 4 touchdown passes in a real game as opposed to a glorified scrimmage where they can't hit him?
Yeah, I mean, I also think that when you get down, I know there's much more teams that are making the college football playoff now than ever before, but there's still, you know, that strength of schedule thing, and when it gets down to it, and the committees, and the discussions, and everything else, so there's a lot of coaches who don't want those cupcake games on their schedule when it comes down to, you know, if they're making the playoff or not. But yeah, I mean, it was almost as if the entire college football or sports fan world was rooting for Arch Manning to fail the way that they piled on top of him.
You see their Texas's next 3 games. He's going to throw for like 25 touchdowns.
They're playing all the cupcakes now.
San Jose State, UTEP, and Sam Houston State.
Yeah, I mean, so he'll get his feet back underneath him. He'll relax and he'll be fine. They have a really good team, and they'll be in the playoff for sure. And I wouldn't be surprised if he makes it to the championship, and maybe it will be against Ohio State. Yeah. That would be, you know, first and last. That would be great.
Yeah, what a story arc that would be for
that
the young man,
great.
Huh?
Yes, yeah.
You know, starts out there, you could see the Disney movie already. And then maybe he comes out next year and plays for the New Orleans Saints, who are going to go 0-17.
We do, yes. They will go. They're the ones that are waiting for Arch Manning, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think it could have gone any worse for Bill Belichick than
oh
my last
God.
Night.
Oof. Well, I mean, other than, you know, they go right down the field, they score a touchdown, everybody's all fired up. Bill's here. This program's going to be one of the best. And then bam, 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 big play after big play as he gets his ass kicked and that team gets completely embarrassed. And by the way, I mean, I know TCU's had a lot of success over the years, but North Carolina was favored last night.
Like, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it now.
I didn't realize how many players that they signed at North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like sort of like a Rick Pitino-esque thing. You know, just for football as opposed to basketball, so there's more players. But, yeah, I mean, it was an insane amount.
70 new players wearing light blue.
Well, yeah. I mean, and that's the game these days, right? I mean, that's what it is. It's a transfer portal. It's the recruiting. And this was a humbling experience. And, you know, I'm sure all the brass there that dealt with some of the Jordan Hudson stuff and everything else that was going on was hoping for this day for them to come out and play well, and then all of that would evaporate, and now it sort of just is like, does he have any idea what he's doing? Is probably a conversation that they have. I mean, because we know that he's one of the great coaches of all time, if not the greatest coach of all time, but I mean, he looked overwhelmed and his team looked horrible last night.
Just remember that college football is a completely different game, and TCU's been running that offense the way that they've been running it. For I don't know how long the coach has been there, but I mean they're a seasoned team. They're not going to be, I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but they do things that, you know, I would think that Bill Belichick hasn't seen before. And plus, Bill Belichick, his quarterback's okay, not great, and you know, it's
well, how about their defense? I mean, how many big plays did they give up? And that was the bigger thing.
That's Steve Belichick, the defense coordinator.
That's right. He is the defensive coordinator.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not going to be taking over. I've already decided one game in that this is going to be a complete disaster. I mean, at least I had, so Al lost the bet with Jerry, by the way. So it's officially, we kind of knew it was going to happen. But Bill Belichick did coach the first game. So Al Dukes has to go to a Mets game with Jerry Recco. Ooh. By the way,
have you picked the game?
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
We have not.
Yeah, I'm not. Okay.
You can go the day we go.
What day is that?
We're going that, what was that day game we decided? We're going to hang out with Zach Wilson's father-in-law and the great Keith Hannon. It'd be right after the show, which is probably not ideal for you.
Oh, no. Jerry and I agreed it's a weekend game.
Oh, you have to do a weekend game.
The 18th, Thursday the 18th. That's the day.
I think Jerry said it's going to be next year.
Next year now?
No one's going to remember this. No. I'm not standing for that.
No, that has
to be this year.
And Jerry said the dates don't work for him.
Jerry this, Jerry that. I mean, what?
Oh, well, he does have the Cowboys stuff and everything else on the weekends. I mean, it is difficult. Yeah, make Al go to a nice, brisk 48-degree April game. That'd be awesome on a Friday night. What do you think?
Right, so we're going to go see the Padres.
Yep, that's right.
And then right after that, the Nationals on a Saturday, 4:10. I guess Jerry's got something going on that day.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, we're in there, by the way.
Okay.
We are in. You picked the game, so you better not back out now. I said, which game are we going to? You said, that's the one. I reached out. I said, this is the one he said he'd go to.
All right.
And bang, we're in.
Okay.
Tell Allie, throw it on the schedule.
Okay.
She's back there like, oh, no, he's got 7 lunches that day. What is he thinking?
Right. Oh, man.
He's got to go sign 400,000 footballs. He's got 7 lunches. And then he's got to speak at a conference.
Yeah.
What is he, nuts?
Oh, wait a minute. The 18th.
Oh, no. Don't even. No. No. You can't do this now.
I'm telling you, I think I do have something on the 18th.
Oh, my God. You told me. You went through the schedule and you said this is fine. You didn't look at your calendar then?
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Charlotte TD Club.
What is that?
I'm a guest at the Charlotte TD Club that day. Down in Charlotte, North Carolina.
So you're not even going to be around?
That day, yes.
You're taking off that day.
I have to take off that day.
You're what not even going to beat.
What happened was I was supposed to do it last year, and the dates got screwed up, and I had to cancel.
Well, you got to cancel this one now, too.
I can't do that.
You looked at the whole schedule.
I didn't. I looked at the schedule here that I thought would work for us, but I didn't combine it. And, you know, of course, my assistant didn't say anything.
Well, I mean,
she's all wrapped up in a million other things.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to. She's got a lot on her plate, right, with
her
schedule
does.
And everything else. She's not listening to every minute of every show.
Well, I think she should be.
Well, you know, and this probably didn't come up in the first segment. Came up some other time. So now what am I going to do? I'm going to have to say,
Well, you can go. No, you can go.
No, but I mean, the whole point is they want to go with you and us.
I thought you wanted to go with Zach Wilson's father-in-law.
Listen, it was a great invite for both of us that day. It wasn't necessarily because it was these two very nice men who invited us to go that are Boomer and Geo fans. And they were like, hey, and Keith Hannon is an awesome guy. And I thought we would go together. But now it's with you not there.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does. Maybe Jerry will go to that one.
Maybe you and Jerry go.
Yeah. I've now committed.
And Al.
No. No. I want to have at least a halfway decent time. he would be that wouldn't be fun, Al, in that spot. That would be miserable, Al, in that spot. That's not Pebble Beach dinner, Al. That's That's post Super Bowl catch Uber, Al. And I'm gonna at least try to have a good time. Because it's almost like his crazy like time anxiety will rub off on me because I have like 10% of what he has there, and then when I'm around it. You know, like you get like certain dogs in a pack and they start acting together.
Yeah, and amplifies it.
Right. So then if he starts doing it, then I start doing it. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's right. I got to get home. I'm not going to sleep. I'm just going to be tired.
That was like going to games with Al and Craig. I mean, Craig basically had his back to the field.
Wasn't paying attention.
Wasn't paying attention to anything. Al's like, when are we leaving?
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way to actually sit down and enjoy the game.
Yeah. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. Well, all right, we'll see. I'll see if Jerry can go. But if Jerry can't go, then we're going to just have to figure out another day.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
my bad.
I mean, your September schedule's got to be just full of stuff every single day.
Yep.
When are you going to slow down, man?
Well, you guys keep telling me not to slow down.
No, I mean, do the show, obviously. Yeah. Everything after the show.
Well, it's all part and parcel to the show. It amplifies the show. It helps the show.
Was it the Charlotte TD Club?
Well, I mean, it's a big deal for those folks down
there. No, I understand, but of course for them.
Yes.
But I mean, for you.
You know, the amazing thing is Frank Reich
put
me in touch with these folks last year, and there was some sort of, I don't know, miscommunication on my part. I think it was. So I said, hey, maybe we can move it to next year, and they were fine with that. And then, of course, now Frank's in Stanford. I don't even get to see Frank. So.
All right. Well,
but maybe good news for Frank. Maybe Frank's team will be able to beat Belichick's team when they go to North Carolina.
That's right.